Mina de Malfoy and the Charitable Impulse. There are occasions, you know, when even the most beloved of fan fiction authors is forced to admit that the world, and more particularly fandom, can be a cold, cruel place. Take, for instance, the initial response to my recent brilliant plan to use my online popularity to raise a few funds for a charitable cause. I'd long thought that really it was time I did something in that line. I mean, charity begins at one's homepage, after all. And besides, a pack of the mean girls of fandom were on my tail, and well-publicized kindness on my part should bloody well put a cork in them. I picked a literacy foundation as my target charity, because really, who doesn't need more readers? And now that the world at large could reach me, care of Old Ark's P.O. Box, the thing was perfectly simple. I made a few posts hither and yon, explaining the scheme and urging each member of my devoted readership to send $1 in cash. In a month's time, I promised, I'd write a fic, the contents to be determined from the letters of the donors. I'll tell you one thing, devotion isn't what it used to be. 3 weeks later, I'd only raised, well, I don't even want to write it down, honestly, a damned paltry amount, though. I couldn't, quite frankly, afford to top up the donation, funds being rather tight right at that instant. But I couldn't very well admit publicly that so few fans had sent in their dollars, could I? It'd be like inviting fandom at large to mock me as a has-been, unable to motivate the masses any longer. If I couldn't even raise a triple-digit donation, I was over. I was in a real bind. And to make matters worse, I couldn't see my way just then to asking Archivist 12 for her advice. Things were a bit cool between us at that juncture. The friend I thought firmly in my bosom had crept round to slip the old stiletto in my back. I'd posted a somewhat controversial piece of fan fiction, you see, and online opinion was pretty firmly divided between those who recognised my stylistic brilliance and the subtle evocation of a lush, decadent atmosphere, and those who felt I ought to be locked up for the public good. And right at the height of the thing, I'd had a message from Ark suggesting maybe my fic was a bit too much the thing for her archive. It stung more than a little bit, that. Sharper than a serpent's tooth is an ungrateful archivist, what? My fic is causing people to question their preconceived notions of familial intimacy and power imbalances, I'd explained, but Ark had seemingly stoppeth her ears to reason. Your fic is causing people to question whether you ought to be in psychiatric care or police custody, she'd written. I'd been maintaining a chill silence since that remark, so I couldn't very well go running to her for advice now. We fanfiction authors have our dignity to uphold. If she was going to be like that, well, so was I. But Ark isn't the only one in our immediate circle capable of cleverness, after all. I pride myself on being able to handle online public opinion pretty damn deftly when required. I mulled it over all through my next shift at work. Believe me, my current post is not one that requires or deserves my full attention, and hit on the perfect solution. There's nothing fandom appreciates more than a bit of real-life drama. What I'd give them would keep them buzzing for months. I'd tell them I'd been robbed, you see, and the box containing all their envelopes had been stolen. And you can wipe that shocked look off your face right this instant, because of course I was still going to donate the actual funds that had been raised to the charity. I'd just say it was from me personally. The size of the thing wouldn't matter as much then. A double-digit sum looked slightly more generous if it was from a single donor, although I did momentarily regret having played up my reputation as the offspring of the creme of the upper class, as it might have misled a few people into thinking I was pretty well off. Still, I reasoned, a lot of the aristocracy are hard up in these degenerate times, and for all anyone knew, all my available cash went into maintaining the Malfoy estate, right? So that was okay. You wouldn't believe the level of cynical self-interest that permeates fandom these days. It rocked me to the core, the sheer cheek of the response I got to my tale of robbery and woe. You see, when I posted the story online, I made sure to tell them that I'd dig deep into my own pockets and make a donation equal to what had been stolen. In the interest of preserving the good name of our fandom and my reputation in their eyes, I wouldn't, I told them, have wanted a single fangirl to regret having sent in her cash. When I said that everyone who'd made a donation could comment, just to make sure my donation covers the amount that was stolen, I expected most of them wouldn't bother, but would just trust me to come up with some largish sum. I mean, the point of charity is to help other people, not to look for thanks or recognition, and I expected the fangirls to acknowledge that. Which just goes to show that in some ways my sweetly trusting nature isn't suited to the vulgarity of online fandom. When I got home from work the next day, first having peeled off my heated uniform, dropping it in a heap just inside the door, and then having had a good long soak in the tub, I checked my messages. And do you know, there were over 1,000 comments from people claiming to have sent in a dollar because they loved my work. What a pack of little liars! It's enough to destroy your faith in humanity, I swear. A lot of my readers are mere teenage girls, and I have to say, if people that young are capable of that level of deceit and self-interest, the world looks to be turning into a pretty sordid place. But what could I do? I couldn't call them out, though my fingers itched to type something absolutely scathing about the base sort of people who'd lie just to make themselves look good in the comments section of my live journal. After all, if the box of envelopes had really been stolen, I couldn't be expected to know who had sent what, and if I accidentally accused someone who had donated, the whole mess would just escalate further. There was nothing for it. I was going to have to call Ark. She's got a knack for sorting out these sorts of tangles. Thing was, I hadn't heard from her since our disagreement, but then Ark never was wildly communicative. I couldn't quite tell if she was not speaking to me or just not speaking to me, if you see what I mean. I decided to test the waters with a spot of casual conversation. I'd noticed before now that Ark stuck pretty consistently to British spelling, always kept the U in colour and all that, so I seized on that now as a way of opening up the old channels of communication. Your spelling always stands up to Brit picking, I told her. Maybe you could beat in my next piece. You couldn't do much fairer than that when it comes to warm overtures, could you? I mean, that's pretty damned high praise coming from me, a person fandom often speculates is British. That's because I grew up in Canada, came back her reply. I mean to say, what? I don't mind admitting my heart throbbed with sympathy. Talk about having a provincial background. Good gods, poor Ark. No wonder she'd never made it to BNF status. And here I'd been practically snubbing her. I felt awful about it. I vowed privately not only to make it up with her, but to positively take her under my wing from here on in. I regarded it as a sort of white man's burden, really, to help her navigate the rocky shoals of online fandom. I would be all gracious condescension from here on in. You could count on that. So, anyway, I worked my way round to explaining to Ark what had happened. I had to start at the beginning and take her right through because the thing with Ark is, she doesn't really seem to follow fandom gossip much. It's shocking, really, that the owner and maintainer of Pinned Passion could be so far out of the loop. But there you are. So I explained and explained and explained, typing until my wrists ached, and it was a bit like messaging a black hole, really, because she wasn't making any response. I couldn't tell if she'd wandered away from her computer or been eaten by a grizzly or what, and I was bracing myself to be really direct and come right out and ask for help when finally she responded. "Do nothing," she wrote. "Go offline until next week. We'll clear this up in your absence." It was beyond difficult, staying offline all that time. I wouldn't have done it for anyone else but Ark, and it pained me to do it, even for her. But I trusted her down to the core, and really, she'd been awfully good offering to help, and we hadn't spoken for 3 weeks. It was ghastly, though. The thing is, I go online to escape from my real life, which, just between you and me, isn't as thoroughly satisfactory as you might expect. I know, it's hard to believe, but my mundane life is, well, depressingly mundane. And as the days crept by, I got more and more worried about what might be going on in my absence. When the week was up, I logged in breathlessly, and there, right on the main page of Penned Passion, was a scanned copy of a receipt from the literacy people acknowledging a donation from Mina de Malfoy of $2,000. Well, I nearly fell off my chair. I reeled around for a while in pure astonishment, then pulled it together long enough to look up the number in the phone book and call the literacy group. The woman who answered politely confirmed that, yes, the donation had really been made. Well! There weren't words enough for my gratitude, really. Some sort of large gesture seemed indicated, you know? Ark, I messaged her, I've been thinking it over, and it seems to me you should just delete that story. You know, the really controversial one? From the archive. I already have, she wrote. Might I suggest that your thanks for the donations fic should be some nice, light, all-ages suitable gen fic? I think that's what your donors would prefer. I don't usually go for writing fluff, you know, but just this once, I saw her point.